Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got our weekly chat with the boss man, Chris Barker. Chris, let's look back to the last weekend. It was a tough trip away to Bristol Rovers. It ended up a 3-1 defeat, even though you did pull a goal back and it came 1-1 at one point. It looks like possibly a point, but they were the stronger side in the second half.
Yeah, I think so. They started really well as well. The first 20-25 minutes, they started on fire. We got a goal back, and I didn't want the half time to come, really. Fortunately, they started well again in the second half. Had 6-7 corners, I think. Then sort of got two goals in 3-4 minutes, I think, which sort of blew us away. But we kept going, which we were happy with, but unfortunately we couldn't get a result. But I think they're a good team. I think they're strong. They've got some experienced players, and I'd say they're probably favourites and probably the best team we've played.
Yeah, pushing for that automatic promotion place at Bristol Rovers. But this weekend, no match for the Shots. A bit of rest weekend, thanks to cup finals going on and that. But it's a good for you as a manager, having a break, to get the players back that are possibly injured and suffering.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect situation. I think we played 5 games in 14 days, and then we don't play again for 2 weeks. We've had a lot of injuries over the last couple of weeks, as everybody knows. We've had people and not training for a week but play games, so it's been an opportunity for everybody to have a rest, get rid of these little niggles that we've had, and as the week's going on we're getting more players into training, and then hopefully Monday we'll get even more. So but yeah, it's been a good week for the football club to just to sort of get away from it and get everybody's legs going again, and hopefully Monday morning we'll kick on and hopefully get a good result next weekend. Well, 2 games as well, so hopefully get them 4 or 5 points, 6 points will hopefully keep us up in the league.
And with your players hat on, is it more frustration? Do you want to just get back out on that pitch and don't enjoy having a couple of weeks break unless of course you're injured?
You want to play games, because you do, because when you train all week you want to play games, so as a player that's what you aim for. But I'm sort of looking on the other side as well. This week I think we had 6-7 people training at the start, and then it's going up every day, so it's been a perfect situation for this football club right now. That's what I'm happy about, really. So hopefully Monday morning we can kick on, can do everything that I want to do, and kick on for the last month of the season.
And on the player news front, Tom Richards, the Fulham defender, and Rochdale's Sean McGinty, they both extended their loans to the end of the season. Good news.
Yeah, I'm very very happy. Sean's played every game, probably every second, I think. Tom's obviously not played that much, but he comes on most games, so I think Tom's good opportunity to come on for the last half an hour and run at defenders and take the ball up the field instead of it coming back. So both delighted that they've extended their loans to the end of the season.
And of course, as you mentioned, not playing until Good Friday next match. That's away to Forest Green, another big game for the Shots, another one on bank holiday Monday. Are you looking over your shoulder a little bit after that defeat last week, because some of the bottom teams have been playing each other, picking up points with each other? Or are you still feeling comfortable?
I still feel comfortable, but I'm not taking anything for granted. When we were doing really well and then 4 or 5 games, I still said about we've got to continue and I want to get to that 50 points. Nuneaton have won 2 out of 2, so they're back in the situation now, and then we've obviously not got a game this weekend, so they might catch us up again. But we can only do what we can do ourselves. We've lost 2 games in a row now, so I want to change that round as quick as possible. And what a nice place to go to away team in the top 6 again, be on TV, and then a big crowd hopefully on the Monday against Torquay to hopefully get over that line.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining us and have a good week.
Thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly chat with the boss man, Chris Barker, here on Shots Radio.